Besser in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House is describing today's Israeli attack in Qatar as an unfortunate incident.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said the U.S. received prior notice about the pending military strike and gave Doha a heads up.
The president views Qatar as a strong ally and friend of the United States and feels very badly about the location of this attack.
Levitt said the Trump administration views the bombing inside another sovereign country as unfortunate, but also said eliminating Hamas is a worthy goal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court is granting an unusually quick hearing on whether President Trump has the power under federal law to impose sweeping tariffs. The justices agreed Tuesday to hear the case in November, lightning fast by the usual standards of the nation's highest court. The tariffs will stay in place in the meantime. Officials in Charlotte are facing sharp criticism over the fatal stabbing of a young Ukrainian refugee on a commuter train last month. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Charlotte stabbing victim's story is heartbreaking.
This young lady, Irina, survived Ukraine. She fled amid the deadliest land war in Europe since World War II. She fled to the safety, or so she thought, of the United States, just to have her life senselessly ended by someone who should have never been allowed to walk freely.
DeCarlos Brown Jr. has a lengthy arrest record with 14 prior criminal cases. He allegedly killed 23-year-old Irina Zarutska last month on a train in Charlotte. North Carolina prosecutors charged him with first-degree murder. He now also faces a federal charge of causing death on a mass transportation system. On Wall Street, the Dow by 196 points. This is SRN News. Do you sin?
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University finds that about half of Americans say no, they do not commit sins. 16% don't even believe that sin exists. Amongst Christians, the survey indicates 1 in 4 do not believe they are sinners. CRC Director Dr. George Barna says churches must shoulder some of the blame for this, pointing to a Pew Research poll that found only 3% of all sermons even mentioned sin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As America becomes less religious, a growing number of people are turning to pagan practices to find assurance. Roughly 25% of adults say they believe in astrology, according to a recent Gallup survey. A May 2025 Pew Research poll founds that close to one-third of Americans say they've consulted horoscopes or similar tools. This is SRN News. More Russian attacks strike eastern Ukraine, killing at least 21 people. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine's president and a regional official say a lethal glide bomb has struck a village in eastern Ukraine as pensions are being distributed to older people. Volodymyr Zelensky says in a post on Telegram that the bomb hit the village of Yarova in the Donetsk region. He called the attack frankly brutal. He's urging the international community to make Russia pay economically for its invasion through additional sanctions. Glide bombs are retrofitted Soviet weapons that have laid waste to eastern Ukraine for months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency have signed an agreement in Cairo to open the way for resuming cooperation, including resuming inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities. More details at srnnews.com.